Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, I'm no longer interested in sex. It's been over 2 years since I last shared any sort of intimacy with my ex-wife. I've been on a few dating sites with women, and have had some physical contact since then, but each encounter felt less and less interesting. I've come to the realization that I just don't desire sex and relationships anymore. The work it takes to court a woman for these sorts of things exceeds the reward. I think sex is unsettling too, and how it alters my behavior. The drive I used to have compelled me to put in incredible effort into getting together with women. But once the act is finished, the hormones are depleted and my mind clears. Thoughts about what I so badly wanted to do with a woman just moments before immediately vanish, and are replaced with more important life goal-oriented thoughts. This also bothers me, causing me to question who's in control of my mind. In the last 2 years of my marriage, my wife repeatedly tempted me into situations that would have led to us having another baby. I loved her and enjoyed that kind of connection with her, but it felt like I was being used and manipulated. What I considered playful intimacy early in our relationship, I began to see as an existential threat. As we were already dealing with the realities of being parents already, I knew that we couldn't actually take the financial hit of another child without a significant downgrade in our overall quality of life. I just didn't make the income to handle it. My wife couldn't be reasoned with, and I resorted to meditative methods of regaining control of my mind when I was horny. What I did was something like that in the episode of Star Trek where Spock mind-melded himself to see through the hallucinations created by the alien. That really killed the romance. She bitterly told me that this is the number one reason she filed for the divorce. I have numerous acquaintances that have disclosed to me that their last child or two happened by accident, due to some moment of indiscretion where they threw caution to the wind. I could tell that it takes a horrible toll on them mentally, but one they would not admit for fear of sounding like a cruel parent. I did not let this happen to me. However, I think women are attracted to men who allow their impulses to guide their behavior, because it gives them an emotional thrill ride. It really bothers me that such an important decision as bringing a new person into the world happens so often by someone's momentary indiscretion. There is so much suffering in this world because new human beings are an afterthought to gratification, a consequence. People create new people under these poorly planned circumstances. Yet a child requires a tremendous amount of care in order to avoid a life trapped in poverty as an emotionally damaged adult. Sure, a rough childhood can be a positive motivator, but overall more harm is done by reproduction this way than good. The way that my divorce opened up my eyes was to this element of human nature, and it has me in a state of cognitive dissonance. I love the closeness of having an equal in my life, whom I adore and can consider my family. But it was all a lie to get my resources in the end. I think the trauma has left me so damaged that I'm no longer able to have a physical arousal that's needed to keep a woman satisfied, even if she's great, because I will never trust her fully. I don't like being this nihilistic, but I guess it is what it is. Well, Rusty, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to More Men Than Ever Giving Up on Relationships and Sex Clown World Show. Of course, you can't relax around a woman. She's a predator that's trying to take your time, your money, baby batter, attention, and pension. Maybe even file a false allegation and cost you your career. But seriously, welcome to Club Monk Rusty. I've felt the way that you have since early 2016 when I went full monk mode. It wasn't a choice. It was just a stage of being of calm and acceptance that came over me. It's more than the risk-reward calculation you make with regards to having a cooch. A lot of people think that it's a conscious decision once you realize that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. But it's subconscious as well. Deep down, that part of you that makes automatic decisions. That's who's really in control of your consciousness. You're just riding shotgun, thinking that you're in the driver's seat. I've said before that once your conscious and unconscious minds are on the same page, once you've gone through the first conscious red pill rage and the second unconscious one, then you finally focus on those life goals as you mentioned. You've been listening to me for years now, so you probably remember me bringing up the Red Pill Rage 2.0. Well, now you've gone through it or something similar, and it's happened to you in your mid to late 30s like myself. You don't feel like you're missing out or being lonely by not being with the woman. You just feel at peace and you're done. But I feel bad for guys in their 40s, 50s, and beyond that are still chasing women and haven't found that sense of peace. As for your ex-wife, she wanted to get pregnant again to extend the control she had over you for many more years to come into the future, so that you wouldn't leave and so that she would feel connected. Also, speaking of connection, you said that it was important to you, but not anymore, because you realized that it could be used to manipulate you. I guess you now know that she was someone that didn't really love you, but simply loved what you could do for her. She felt entitled to that, and I think that deep down your unconscious knows this, and feels betrayed and wounded, and there's no real way to reconcile this with the opposite sex. They take advantage of us in an almost spiritual way, by using our own love against us. I feel betrayed by biology itself. But I guess that's what's always been needed to trick us into reproducing. Nature always used to provide our minds with the greatest dopamine rewards for sex. And now we've found new technological dopamine that's better, and we're addicted to our new digital drugs. Increasingly, nature doesn't have a chance anymore. Also, of course, women are attracted to men that throw caution to the wind and stop thinking and trying to impregnate them. They get off on the power they have to arouse a man to the point where he loses control. It's one of the only ways they know how to measure their marketplace value. That's nature's way of getting them pregnant, because just as you get overcome, no pun intended, by the feeling of losing control around a woman, they feel the same way and lose control around a man, because that type of attention shuts down their ability to think of the consequences of their actions. Dancing at a nightclub years ago, my brother would just grab random women and start dancing with them. I tried that once and it worked, and the woman I was dancing with had this happy, crazed look on her face. She was so excited that I didn't ask permission and just did what I wanted. But it made me sick to my stomach, and I never did anything like that again. I was doing something that felt uncomfortable, yet it made her irrationally happy. I wouldn't suggest anyone do something like this in this day and age of Me Too madness. The creation of new human beings has almost always been an afterthought. That's why our species survived. When it was conscious, it used to be entirely selfish, like needing a new tiny set of hands to help out as a farmhand or take care of you into your old age. Kids were the ultimate cope and often created for codependency. The only way to keep our species going is to basically figure out a way to have conscious incentives for raising children. I always try and pique the curiosity of kids and expose them to things that inspire them, or things that make them feel mildly inadequate to induce a complex, so when they get older they become overachievers, because their parents and role models have extremely high standards for them. The way most parents treat their kids these days is with unconditional love, much the same way that many men treat women these days. So kids' accountability and discipline are almost non-existent, if those kids are even being born at all these days. Nature doesn't care which way children are brought into the world, only that we propagate as a species. If we aren't having kids because of sexual gratification, reproducing to create our own close to free as possible labor force, then why do it? For many women, it's all about using kids as an anchor baby to keep a man in a relationship and producing like a plow horse. Either that or the fear of loneliness and a lack of love in their old age. They need to feel loved and figure that a child is the best way of securing a lifelong supply of that love. That's why the courts really give them most of the child custody, because cutting them off from that supply of love can be horrible. As if it's not just as bad for the fathers. For me, reproduction is all about getting others to mirror my neural pathways and reach the same conclusions in life that I've reached, which you just have, Rusty. But in my opinion, I haven't successfully reproduced yet, because my mental psychic abilities, I have yet to meet someone that experiences reality and space-time the way that I do. It makes me feel alone because I have no one that can relate to my precognitive experiences. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Rusty is done smashing women now, because he can't come to love them because they manipulate him instead of reciprocating his love. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that ridicule monk mode without realizing how it even works away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.